Yeah, Andy asked me this morning to do this, but, you know, Angela, your turn's coming. All right. Combined men's meeting tonight at Chris Clarier's home. See Mike for directions. Is that way? Somewhere over there? Okay. You got like Google Map something. Okay, got it. Okay. Church directory. Oh, time for some embarrassing pictures. If you haven't already signed up in the church directory, sign up in the back. Is that right? Okay. Or on WW Church Directory. Okay. Sunday, September 11th, is our 11-year anniversary. Ooh. 11th anniversary on September 11. 11, 11. Okay, all right. Cool. What's that? Yeah. And like Paul Harvey used to say, some of us are old enough to remember that, the rest of the story. Okay. All right, men's breakfast Saturday, August 27, 9 a.m. Hopefully we'll have lots of coffee. And prayer meeting every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Get up early. Good. Okay. Stay informed. We have a church website, and you can text to welcome, 616-208-2880, and then start getting messages. So that's all good. Going off all the time. Young Adults Life Group every Monday at 6:30, right? Okay. And we also have life groups on Wednesday at Mike and Jeanette's and Denise and Andy's. Okay. September 7, yep. And ladies, we'll back up a second. Is life groups going to start happening every week now in September? So we've been kind of taking a break once a month during the summer. So ladies' life group, Cindy Newman's house on Thursday, September 8 at 10 a.m. And the next women's brunch is September 10, just before the 11th. The 11th. All right, next game night, Friday night, September 16. Mary, you're going to be there? Okay. All right. And that's it. Thanks, all.
Well, thank you, Joel. Well, let's get ready to take the offering. I think people thought I was going to tell a joke, but after Joel, I'm not even going to try, right? Yeah, I can't touch that. Well, Heavenly Father, I just thank you that there's laughter in the house of the Lord. Father, I thank you for the atmosphere that you've given us here, that we can just love each other, we can be real, we can let our guards down, and we can just laugh and it's just not take ourselves and each other so serious. The only thing serious in this place is our love for you and your love for us. So today, Lord, we're going to give back to you what you already gave to us, and we ask that you would multiply it. And Lord, seriously, we're asking you to glorify your name with how we spend our money in this place, or spend your money. And Lord, that you would impact lives in measurable ways as we spend the money that you've blessed us with. So bless this offering, and Lord, please bless the people that are given to you. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. Ready to come into the house of the Lord and give praise and honor and glory. Will you please stand? Amen. right now, we just pray that our hearts would be prepared. Lord, we set down everything, all thoughts from outside and problems or something that's going to happen this afternoon. Lord, we focus on you. We set our eyes upon you, Jesus. We set our heart upon you, Father God, and your love for us. And we set our spirit that you have made alive through the blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection and through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Come into our lives, Lord. We lift our hands to you, and we ask for your presence in this place. And Lord, I thank you for the joy around your throne right now, that your angels are continually singing, holy, 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 holy. Lord, you are wonderful and mighty and glorious in this place. Hallelujah.
Because you are good and I dance.
that you call us your friend.
Sometimes we want to sing this song loud after we get a breakthrough, but I just want to encourage all of us this morning, while we're all believing for hearts to change or relationships to be restored or our health to get restored or whatever that thing is that we're all believing for right now, let's sing this song in faith into that situation, trusting that God is the way maker.
Thank you. never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Darkness, my God. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness.
Is there anyone else here that has a picture or a scripture, just an impression, maybe something God's putting on your heart right now? If you want to come up front, that would be awesome if you wanted to share that with us right now.
I just feel the presence of the Spirit in here now. And He's telling each and every one of us, there's nothing that is impossible for Him. Put your trust and your faith and your hope in God, and He will never disappoint you.
Amen. Thank you, Mary. Well, Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for stirring our hearts during worship. There's no other experience on this planet, Lord, that is like this. When we worship you and you inhabit your praises, the praises of your people, and this thing that we just experienced happens, there's nothing else like it in our lives. And we just want to say thank you, God. Once again, your word is true. We can't outgive God. And even as we try to give you our best in our worship and praise, you still give us more love, more power, more assurance, more peace and joy and hope. You fill us with yourself, Lord. We just want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for today. Thank you for stirring us. Thank you for what you've already deposited in each one of us. And as we get in your word, Father, I pray for faith to arise in your word and in your love for us. Would you please do that supernaturally? Supercharge our faith in you and your word. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome.
That's true. Well, the kids and the children's church workers are released.